This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, May 14th, brought to you by Robbo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. CAFB blasts middle fee, water cuts. ZEV forklift rule to cost $27 billion. Senators seek mandatory conservation funding. Farm Bureau rallies against middle fee, water cuts. The California Farm Bureau is encouraging members to get involved in the legislative battle over increasing the mill assessment. Governor Newsom is proposing to raise California's sales tax on pesticides while adding significant increases to registration and licensing fees. In a statement yesterday, CAFB President Shannon Douglas seized on Newsom's pledge Friday to avoid increasing taxes to balance the state's budget shortfall. We agree with Governor Newsom that there should be no new tax increases, said Douglas. That's why we oppose any move by the Department of Pesticide Regulation to increase the mill tax. Along with raising production costs, the proposed mill increase would indirectly impact food prices and burden families, she warned. CAFB is also urging the administration to retain $500 million for water storage projects. Douglas worried such a cut would further delay the construction of site's reservoir. ZEV forklift rule has a $27 billion price tag, says gas industry. The Air Resources Board is set to approve next month a sales ban on forklifts powered by propane and other combustion fuels. Ahead of the hearing, the Western Propane Gas Association raising alarms that the mandate would cost owners and operators up to $27 billion. The trade group argues the regulation would hurt small businesses, food banks, and state agencies already facing cutbacks. The association commissioned an economic impact study that found CARB, quote, vastly underestimated the number of forklifts affected, pinning it at 95,000 compared to the study's 220,000. Costs for replacement forklifts would be $10 billion, while batteries would reach nearly $3 billion, charging stations more than $6 billion. That does not include billions more in costs for upgrading buildings and energy infrastructure. WPGA President and CEO Colin Sue Ryers called it critical for CARB to, quote, take a hard look at the real-world impact of its proposal and work with businesses on an alternative that's cheaper, more feasible, and more effective. Senators want mandatory conservation funding in the Farm Bill. 26 Senate Democrats are calling on the Agriculture Appropriations Subcommittee to provide full mandatory funding for Farm Bill conservation programs, as well as $1.2 billion for Natural Resources Conservation Service conservation operations. The lawmakers, led by Senators Michael Bennett of Colorado and Chris Coons of Delaware, say the additional funding would help bolster staffing and resources at NRCS to support the delivery of a number of conservation programs. The practices utilized in these programs, they say, are, quote, some of the most important options currently available for large-scale emission reductions and also removal and storage of carbon dioxide at scale. It is critical that NRCS offices are well-staffed to best serve our country's producers and foresters so that we may better mitigate and adapt to climate change, they write. Take note, 84 agricultural and environmental groups sent a letter with the same funding request in March. Among them, the National Association of Conservation Districts, the National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition, the American Soybean Association, the National Corn Growers Association, the National Farmers Union, USA Rice, the National Wildlife Federation, and the Soil and Water Conservation Society. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Robbo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Study. Organic farming methods create more adaptations in plant genetics. Organic farming can lead to greater adaptations and resiliency in plants over conventional methods, that according to a recent University of Bonn study. Over the last 23 years, researchers carried out a long-term study that analyzed the genetic makeup of barley in two neighboring fields with different farming methods. The field with organic farming methods, including no pesticides and fertilizing with soil from manure from stables, became more genetically different than the conventional crop. Researchers found in genetic tests that the organically farmed barley developed gene variants that were less sensitive to a lack of water or nutrient deficits. Environmental conditions tend to fluctuate more in organic farming, which could cause greater genetic variety and allow plants to better adapt to climate change and other changes in conditions, that according to the study published in Agronomy for Sustainable Development. Now take note. The organic industry will be in Washington and on the Hill this week for the Organic Trade Association's Organic Week. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack scheduled to address stakeholders tomorrow and discuss USDA plans to ensure the organic marketplace can grow and how organics are included in climate smart initiatives. House Ag Dems reschedule Stabenow huddle. The partisan jockeying on the farm bill continues. House Ag Democrats have rescheduled a meeting with Senate Ag Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow for tomorrow. The meeting was postponed from last week when the House canceled votes. In the meantime, Republicans on the House Ag Committee are expected to release key details about the Farm Bill's commodity title later this week. Groups that are traditionally critical of farm programs are already attacking the plan to raise price loss coverage reference prices. The section-by-section summary released Friday says the reference prices will be increased by 10 to 20% depending on the commodity. Commodity groups were briefed last week on the individual rates, but those numbers haven't been released. The proposed changes for reference prices would cause inflationary market distortions, and most of the benefits would flow to financially secure businesses. David Ditch, the Heritage Foundation, says in one of several statements by groups critical of the GOP plan. With the national debt now roughly $265,000 for every household in the country, Congress should be looking for ways to save tax dollars rather than making handouts more generous. Scott Faber of the Environmental Working Group, which has long maintained a database of farm program payments, says that raising reference prices, quote, will benefit the largest, most successful farmers growing a handful of crops. House Ag Republicans argue that the increases are needed to bring the reference prices up to date and that they are being adjusted based on relative input costs. PLC triggers payments to farmers for years, which the average market price for a commodity is below the reference price. Well, here's today's He Said It. Our real work as a select committee begins as we start our comprehensive report about all aspects of California ports and supply chain. That Assemblymember Mike Gibson of Carson, who has completed a tour of all 11 public ports in California after his appointment to chair the Select Committee on Ports and Goods Movement. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, May 14th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Alley.